I'm not apologizing for myself anymore. I don't owe you an explanation. You got a problem with me, then solve it. You don't like me, probably because you don't like yourself. And if you're mad at me, then you're mad at the wrong person, because I am not your baby father. Period.
What is up, you guys? It's Donnie Brown here, and you are listening to episode 1 of the Glow Hard Podcast. The Glow Hard Podcast is basically an extension of a brand that I started, specifically a makeup brand called Solux Cosmetics. We specialize in all things glow. We make products that help you glow all over the body, basically. So it just only made sense for me to call it Glow Hard. So being that I am the CEO or an entrepreneur, whatever you want to call me, being that I started this brand, I just wanted a way for me to actually connect with everyone that supports the brand or me on a personal level. Because I just feel like Instagram is just not the most personal place for me. And I do better in conversation anyway. So I've been wanting to have a podcast for a very long time. Honestly, like, podcasts are my all-time favorite thing. So it just only makes sense for me to have a podcast, basically. Like I said, this is episode 1. I can't even believe I'm doing this. I've tried to start podcasts multiple times with other people and just with myself. Even I tried doing like an interview series. It just did not work. Like, there was always some issue. Like, either the other person didn't want to do it anymore. When I did my interview series, I kept having so many technical difficulties. It just got ridiculous at a certain point, and I was just like, okay, I just will not have a podcast. That is what it is. Like, I'm just not gonna have a podcast. So now I was with my team talking to them, and they were just like gung-ho about the idea. They were like, yeah, you need a podcast, like, you need one. They just insisted. So I was like, you know what, you guys normally have good ideas, so I'm gonna go with it, and I'm just gonna do it by myself. I do not know if you guys will like this at all, but hopefully you will. So basically, on these episodes, I'm just going to be talking about different things, anything from like what it's like to be an entrepreneur and my advice to those that are looking to be one, and just getting really personal with you guys about mental health and just different things I'm going through in my life, and the different things that I'm focusing on, and just trying to better myself, and things that I think you guys should, you know, definitely implement in your own lives, or just, you know, just stuff I want to pass on, basically. Although online, I'm pretty closed off, especially lately. Like, I've just been very much to myself. In real life, I'm actually pretty much an open book. I will talk to you about anything and be very open and honest. So that's what I plan to do on here. I might overshare sometimes. We will see. But thank God for editing, and hopefully I won't do or say too much. But yeah, so right now that's pretty much where I'm at with this podcast and what it's meant for. I'm super excited to connect with you guys on a deeper level and see, you know, what you guys are interested in and hear your feedback and just share with you guys every single week. So please subscribe. And if you like this show, please review it. Please, 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 on Apple Podcasts, like on the app. There's an Apple Podcast app. I don't know what you're listening to this episode on right now, but there is an app that you can review us on. Okay, so please review us. Anything helps. Even if you don't, if you're not in love with it, just please review, because the more reviews, the better. And I really want to make sure that within the first couple of weeks of having a podcast, we get exposed to as many people as possible. So the more reviews, the better. But more importantly, please tell your friends, okay? Tell everybody. Share it on your stories. Share it to your neighbor. Share it to your mama, okay? Like, tell somebody about the podcast.
Give us some money. What?
Every week, I'm going to do my best to shout out some money-making mommies that you guys should know about. And basically, that just means, like, these are women that have created something that's worth celebrating, and it generates some sort of income, and you should support it, period. Okay? In this first episode, I want to shout out two people that have makeup brands, because, like, since I also own a makeup brand, it's only right that I start off with two other two other women that have started makeup brands themselves. And every week it's not going to always be makeup. But on this first episode, I want to shout out two people that I'm just always inspired by. One is Range Beauty. And I believe her name is Alicia or... Yeah, I want to say that's how it's pronounced. But she recently won a pitching contest where she got to pitch her business and she won. She won funding for her business. And I've been following her for a couple years now and her brand. And I'm just so happy to see that she got, you know, she's getting this support and it all this exposure. And so many people are finally supporting her brand the way it deserves to be supported. So basically, if you don't know anything about Range Beauty, they sell foundations. Like, that is their thing, and they specialize in foundations that are affordable but also marketed towards women of color. Like, they do so many shades for women of color. And if you have not found your foundation shade anywhere else, you will definitely find it with Range Beauty. Period. Okay? I'm going to try my best not to keep saying period because, like, I'm tired of people saying that. Sorry. But yeah, so if you have not checked out Range Beauty, please go check them out. And they have other products too, but that's really what they're known for. Then my next brand or money making mommy is Taylor K. She created Your Lash Bar. Most of y'all probably know Your Lash Bar already because your favorite YouTube ladies, all the makeup gurus on YouTube, they wear Your Lash Bar. Basically, Your Lash Bar is, it's like a go-to brand for affordable lashes that are really, really bomb. Like, all of her lashes, all of the lash styles that I've seen, they're really, really bomb. And she is constantly selling out. And, you know, we love somebody that can sell out some products. Like, I live for it. So please check her out if you've not seen her brand either. The concept is just so cute. Everything goes along with the whole bar concept. So her lashes, she names them different things like Dirty Martini and Mai Tai and stuff like that. And then, I don't know, just her branding is just great. Like, it's just so on point and I love everything about it. So make sure you check her out as well and her brand. And I know that she's doing like a whole revamp and stuff right now. So be on the lookout for anything new that she has going on. And please go follow these ladies. In the show notes, I'm going to have links to all of these people and anything I ever mention in the podcast, including my personal information and Solux Cosmetics, because, you know, that's why we're here. All of that will be in the show notes. So make sure that you check it out for anything that you would need to, you know, look into further that I mentioned. But yeah, so shout out to them and please go support them and tell them I sent you. And yeah, if you know a money making mommy that I should shout out, please, please email me. My email will be in the show notes, like I said. And tell me about you or your business or someone you know. It has to be a woman because we're doing money making mommies. I'm sorry to all the money making men out there, but we're doing women in business. All right. So just a warning or just a disclaimer. I actually recorded this podcast a couple weeks ago before this was actually supposed to come out. This podcast is coming out 2 weeks late because of technical difficulties and all kinds of ridiculousness. But wow, my phone. Great. But it doesn't matter, you know, because we're continuing on. But the reason I decided to re-record it, the first one was fine, but so many things have happened to me lately, and I just need to vent. And the podcast is not always going to be about venting by any means, but I just wanted to get real and honest with you guys because I just need an outlet to talk today. So that's what that's going to be. The reason I felt compelled to record right now is, well, I've been thinking about this for a few days. I was like, I just want to re-record this whole episode because the first part of the episode that you heard, that's from the previous one, but this part is totally new. So basically, I have been feeling a lot of things, but one of the biggest things I'm feeling right now is burnt out. I'm burnout from my business, and as much as I love my business, it's similar to, like, you know, like when you have a baby and then you have postpartum depression. I don't have postpartum depression, but I do feel like this business is, like, driving me crazy. And I mean that in the best way, because it's not like I feel like I'm going to shut down my business or anything like that. But, I just feel like I'm at a weird place right now. And I haven't really had the words to even talk about it, because all I can say is just that I feel like I'm at a weird place, and I feel like I'm at a crossroads, because literally next week will be the one year anniversary of Solux and the relaunch of Solux. And if you don't know about my business and how I started and all of that stuff, you know, I have tons of information about it on the website, and then also on, well, actually, no, I shut the website down temporarily because I needed a break. But, like, by the end of the week, it'll be back up, because it's our 1 year anniversary, so it'll be back up soon. But my point is, there's tons of information about it out there, like on my social media and all kinds of stuff. And I might go into the history if you guys want me to, like in another episode, and, like, you know, just share my experience as an entrepreneur. I also have videos on it on YouTube. But yeah, so I've worked so hard on this company, like so hard. And I love it. I'm kind of obsessed with it in some ways that are not good. But I'm determined to make it work, you know? And now it's just something I genuinely love. But I feel burnout, because I feel like I've been working so hard. But it's like that thing where you feel like you're working so hard at something, and then you don't see the payoff that you've been wanting. And so you're questioning, like, is this what I want? Is this what I need to do? And I feel like it's one of those things where it's just like, it is what I need to do, but it's just, you know, things are not always going to be up and up all the time. And I just have to understand that and be willing to stick it out, because the fruit will blossom eventually. Things just don't happen as fast as I'd like them to a lot of times. And that's just with everything in my life. I tend to be somebody that likes to, like, the moment I think of something or the moment that God gives me an idea, I want it to happen immediately. And so sometimes I do things prematurely because I'm so adamant about making it happen, because I want to see the fullness of the idea in my life immediately. So I've even done that with Solux. There have been times when I put things out or done things where I'm just like, I should have waited, or I should have, you know, done it different. Or if I just waited like an extra day, maybe I would have had second thoughts and been like, let's not do that, you know? But I do that all the time. And this is teaching me to, like, chill out, slow down. And everything is not going to be instant gratification, you know? And I've always known that. And it's one thing to hear it and say it and whatever, but it's another thing to, like, put your all into something and then still have to be reminded, like, hey, sis, it's not going to happen overnight. So you got to pace yourself. So right now I feel like I'm in this race, and I've been trying so hard to get to the finish line. And then when I finally got there, I realized, like, the mark that says, like, this is the end has been moved. Like, I feel like it keeps moving. I'm trying so hard to get to the end, and I'm like, oh, like, there is no end really. And then also, things, you just got to pace yourself, because this is not like a dart. Like, this is not like, you know, 100-yard race. Like, this is miles and miles and miles of racing. And so I have to pace myself and be okay with that, and also understand that I can't, like, put all my eggs in this basket, because not that, like, I don't see promise in it, because there's so much promise in it. Probably the most promise I've ever seen in anything I've done. But in order for me to not be, you know, so consumed with it and feel like if this doesn't work, it's the end, you know, I have to not put all my eggs in this basket. Meaning, With this burnout, like along with me being burnout and feeling like I'm just tired, I just want to throw my hands up and be done. There's been other things that have been going on in my life that have just kind of like made me feel like my life is a joke right now. And I know that sounds so dramatic, but I'm so serious. Like a lot of things in my life, it just like felt like a joke. And it's not like a thing of like, oh, I'm sitting here crying and like, you know, just feeling like my world is crumbling. Not like that by any means, but I literally sit here and laugh because I'm just like, what next? Like my life is a joke. Like if I told you everything that's going on right now, you would be like, you'd probably feel bad for me, but I just look at it as like, okay, God's trying to show me something. God's trying to get my attention. He's trying to redirect me, you know, whatever it may be at that moment. That's normally how I take setbacks because I've just been through a lot of things and I understand that setbacks are not something to fall out about. Like it's just, you know, it's literally just redirection, really. Okay, so my point is I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about everything else, you know, not just my business, but I'm thinking about everything else that's going on in my life. And I'm not the happiest with it, you know? And I do have a plan in place, but it's one of those things where I'm like, okay, if that doesn't work out or if that doesn't happen just yet, what else am I going to do? What else am I going to do? You know, because I can't sit here and like, if that doesn't happen, then I'm just going to be sitting here looking and just like, okay, what do I do now with my life? Like, you know what I mean? I'm still unhappy. I'm still in the same space. So something I've been realizing is like, I just don't care anymore about social media and being an influencer and I don't even know, like just all of that, the whole idea of it. It's not stupid. I just, you know, like I don't feel like it's stupid or I don't feel like it's worthless. There's so much purpose in it. But at the same time, I just feel no dedication to it anymore. I don't care about it. I genuinely feel like I have this void of like something that makes me happy, if that makes sense. I don't do anything or haven't done anything in a very long time that just makes me happy, like that just brings me joy, pure joy, and that is not related to work or, you know, some kind of obligation or responsibility. There is nothing, you know, that has made me happy like that. You know, and of course, like my family and things, like I've made a better effort to like be present and spend time with them. But ultimately, like, that's still not making me feel the feeling that I've been wanting, if that makes sense. And, there are just a lot of adjustments that I want to make in order to feel that happiness that I'm looking to feel, you know? And so that's like the biggest thing that I've realized, like as far as this whole burnout and everything, adjusting my priorities to create a life that I love is important. And I know that everyone always talks about like, you have to work hard and you have to, you know, you have to be willing to sacrifice and blah, 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 blah. And if you're not up till 2 a.m. every day, you're not working hard enough. Like, I get all of that. And I've been doing that since forever. I've always been that person. Even when I have no reason to be, I've always been that person that feels like if I'm not doing something, then, you know, I'm not going to be successful, or I feel like I'm wasting my time and blah, blah, blah. Like, that's totally fine. But these past couple of weeks, I don't know what happened, but it was like a switch was flipped. And I feel like that is the stupidest thing ever. And I don't want to do that. And I feel like anti work right now. And as ridiculous as that sounds, I feel like not that I don't like working, because I love working. I love working hard. I love accomplishing things. But right now, I feel like, what is the point if I'm not seeing the fulfillment of whatever it is I'm trying to do? And also, if if I'm not seeing like the end goal manifesting, what else could I be doing that'll help me feel better in the meantime? You know what I mean? Like, I need to spend more time with friends and go out and do exciting things. And like, I haven't gone on a trip in over a year. I love traveling. That is like one of my favorite things to do. I have not done that in forever. You know, just figuring out ways that I can incorporate more of that into my life, because I literally feel like I'm going crazy. Like, I'm so sorry for saying like every 2 seconds. I just realized I am, but I just feel like I'm like dying slowly inside, and this is a terrible feeling, and I shouldn't feel like that. I should not feel like that. I'm very young and I have a whole lot to live for, but I shouldn't feel like I'm feeling right now. And it's simply because I put myself in this space. And mind you, Solex is a gift. I asked God for this idea. I asked God to help me with it, and he gave it to me. And I've put so much pressure on myself because I felt like if I don't make it work, then I'm letting God down. You know, like that's always been my thing from day one. I've just felt like that, which is horrible to feel that way. and it's not good. And I need to take that pressure off of myself, because that's not how he feels at all. Because I have to remind myself, there are so many people that God gives visions to that don't ever do anything with it. They never do anything with it. They'll ask, they'll beg. And then the moment he gives it to them, they're too afraid. They don't take, you know, advantage of what he has already laid in front of them. And so I took the little that I had and I did something with it. And so that alone makes him proud. And I have to remember that, you know? And so a lot of times I forget that and I get caught up with like my own ideas of where I should be and what I should be accomplishing. And so I overlook the small victories. So literally this last week has probably been the one thing that like really set me in this state of thinking about all of this and thinking about it hard, because I know that I'm at a crossroads where I have to do something. I have to make a decision and make a change. And I can't really go into what happened this week just yet. I will talk about it one day. I will definitely talk about it one day, because it's actually a wonderful part of my story. In hindsight, not right now. It's not wonderful right now, but it will be one day. But basically this week I've lost some things. I'll just say that. I've lost some things. And I've also gained a lot of perspective because of it. But it kind of just made me just sit back and I'm like, okay, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing here? You know? And it made me put a lot of things into perspective. And you know, sometimes when you're losing things that you thought were going to be a blessing, or things that you thought were meant for you, you know, like this kind of just like hit me out of left field, because I was not expecting it at all. And so I was just so kind of like confused. I was like, okay, wait, what do I do now? Like, you know, it's one of those things of like, well, if I don't have that, then what do I do now? Because it was like helping me establish things, you know. I was like establishing things and setting things up, and it was giving me the room to do X, Y, and Z, or, you know, whatever. And so now I'm in a space where I'm like, what do I do now? Like, what do I do now? And like, I'm trying to talk about this without like talking about it, which is stupid, but yeah, I'm sure you guys, you've had some experience like that, where like something that you thought had a lot of promise, or something that, you know, was just kind of like there for you, or always there for you. Not that this was always there for me, but you get the point. Like, it just is taken away. And then now you're just like, okay, what now? What now? So that's kind of where I'm at. But then beyond that, so that's one thought process that I'm having right now, is I'm thinking about how I'm burnt out, and I'm like, how am I going to get the motivation to go forward? And like I said, we're at the 1 year anniversary of Solex, so I should be so excited right now. I should be thrilled to continue on, and like, you know, even that, like, I've been trying to plan the celebration and it's just not working. It's just not working. And I hate to say it, but like, we're probably not going to do that much to celebrate the 1 year. And I'm not even pressed about it. And like, looking back, I probably will be, but like right now I just don't even care. And that sounds so bad, but I just don't. So that's one thing I'm thinking about. But then I'm also thinking about what I set out to do this year and, you know, what I'm accomplishing. And so when I think about that, I have done a lot. I have done quite a lot. And so am I proud of that? Yes, I am proud of that. I'm proud that, you know, I've been able to get help, like get people that help and that are on my team. I'm proud that I've been able to, you know, change the packaging, upgrade everything. We have upgraded everything. And like I said, I shut down the site momentarily because I just needed to get my life together. But I've upgraded the site. Everything looks so nice right now. You know, everything is nice. Everything has transformed into what I really wanted it to be. And then I've really set myself up, I feel like, for like the second half of the year to be amazing if I put in the effort, you know, like the second leg of the race, you know, if I put in the right amount of effort and pace myself and yada yada, you know, I can really do what I plan to do. The thing about it is, I just feel like something has to shift and something has to change in order for me to be able to continue, if that makes sense. And this is more of a personal thing, because right now, even though I have help and, you know, all of that good stuff, there's still so much that falls on me. And so I've been thinking about, I heard, what is that podcast called? There's a podcast called, what is it called? Jesus. I listen to this podcast every week and I cannot think of what it's called. Ooh, what is it called now? Okay, that's what it's called. It's called Side Pro. Wow. It's called Side Hustle Pro. I listen to that every week. And so I was listening to it, and she was talking about how she went to the My League retreat. And at that retreat, one woman, she got up and she was talking about, you know, you call yourself a CEO, but are you doing CEO duties? And when she said that, that hit me too, because I was like, am I doing CEO duties or am I just doing everything? Meaning, like, if you're a CEO, you really need to just be doing CEO things, and just your job is really to run your company. If you're doing everything, you're not running your company. You're doing everything is what you're doing, and you're going to get worn out. That'll make anyone get worn out. And as you know, depending on what your company is, that will really determine how worn out and, you know, hard it'll be for you. But because my brand is a product-based business that I make myself, I am literally so worn out. And it's to the point where now when I get an order or I get whatever, like as I see the notifications coming in, I'm feeling tired and I haven't even done it, because like it's like my body just already knows how I'm about to feel as I'm doing this. Like, I'm grateful and I'm so thankful, but it's tiring. It's really tiring, like physically and mentally tiring. And those are, honestly, I did it because that's what I had to do to get started, but those are not the tasks I enjoy. I don't enjoy making the product. Sorry, spoiler alert. I don't enjoy it. Like, that's probably my least favorite part. I enjoy, you know, focusing on the aspects that actually keep the business running and selling things. And like, I enjoy focusing on the creative projects that go along with, you know, manifesting everything and putting things together, you know, like the ad campaigns and the product shots and stuff like that. That's way more exciting to me than these extensive days and hours that I tend to spend fulfilling orders. It's just not fun. I'd even rather put the orders in the packages to go out than I would to actually make the product, because it's just a lot. It's a lot, and it's just not my favorite thing, and I've concluded that, you know. So really now I've concluded that one of the biggest things that will help me feel better about my business and about my life and everything is just scaling things in a different way. So yeah, it's inspiring when people hear like, oh yeah, she makes her own product. Yeah, Charlotte Tilbury made her own product and so did Laura Mercier. They both made their products in their kitchen, but are they still doing that? And did they do it for that long, as long as I've been doing it? Probably not. It makes more sense for me to take that leap and find whoever else I need to find to take on these petty tasks that are consuming all my time and draining me, to do that so that I can feel happy to do so, Lex. You know what I mean? Like, those are the things that are bothering me and weighing me down mentally, emotionally, and physically, weighing me down. You know, and so the same thing goes for the other areas of my life where I'm kind of unhappy. Like, I don't want to get into that too much right now, but there are some other areas in my life. And I'll just say, like, my dating life is one of them. I've been quite annoyed lately. And so I'm just realizing, like, okay, if you want to see change in that area, you're going to have to do X, Y, and Z. You know what I mean? Like, it's getting to that point where everything is coming to, like, a breaking point. Everything in my life, like, ironically enough, is one of those things where everything is boiling over in the pot and I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do. Like, am I gonna throw this out? Am I gonna turn the heat down? Am I going to start over? Like, what are we doing? We need to make a quick decision, because if we don't, it's a wrap. Like, you know, we're burning things, you know? So that's where I'm at, you know? But that really spoke to me, is just thinking about, like, are you doing CEO task? And, like, same thing with your life. Like, you are the CEO of your life. So if you're listening to this and you don't have a business, but say you're unhappy in an area, you are the CEO of your life. So make those CEO decisions that you need to make things smoother for yourself and your life. And I know that's a bit harder when you have kids and a lot of responsibilities that I don't have personally, but you can still make those decisions, you know? You can still figure out ways to ease things for yourself so that you're not stressed and feeling burnout yourself, because it's just, life is just harder than it has to be a lot of times because of the decisions we make, or most of the times the decisions we don't make, the things that we avoid. So just do it, you know? Just do it. And then lastly, oh, I guess I talked about it all. But normally at the end of the podcast, I will give you like some kind of affirmation or something. That's really what I want to do. Like, I want to end things off with giving you an affirmation for the week, but also I want to give you like a scripture to take home. So that's what I'm going to do. The affirmation today is, I am abundant and worthy of receiving my yes. I now release everything that is not serving my highest purpose. And what I mean by yes, like serving my yes, is whatever makes your spirit say yes, whatever makes you happy, whatever makes you excited, you know, and feel joy and feel like your life is worth living, you know. And of course, God can of course guide you and help you figure out what that is and what makes you feel that way, but and you need to ask him that. If you're not sure what exactly that is, then, you know, ask God what makes me feel this way. And that's something I had to do recently, because I just wasn't feeling it anymore, and the things that used to make me happy were not making me happy anymore. But yeah, so just ask God for help, you know, figuring out what that is. But if you know what that is, then this is the perfect affirmation for you. And that will help you attract more of that into your life. Because one thing that, like, the biggest hindrance from us having the things that we want in our life is literally because we feel like we're not worthy of it. So, you know, that's the biggest thing. And just reminding yourself, say that every day. Say that whenever you feel, you know, tired or feel like, you know, you want to give up or whatever, just begin saying that over and over. And also a scripture that goes along with that, that you can meditate on and pray with, is Hebrews 10 verse 36. And it says, but you need to stick it out, staying with God's plan, so you'll be there for the promised completion. I don't know why I can't talk today, you guys. My God. But yes, so you'll be there for the promised completion. And I feel like that is such a beautiful scripture. And it's just a reminder that, like, if God's promised you a certain outcome, you know, especially for me, that's something I always think about. Like, I know God gave me this. I know he said that it would be X, Y, and Z for me. So just know that even though it's not happening when you want it to, you need to stick it out. You need to have stamina. You need to have, you know, the ability to keep, you know, your legs in the race. That sounded weird, but you get the point, because God has promised you something. And so he is going to complete it. He's going to make sure that it happens, and he's not going to stop and give up, you know, unless you do. If you give up, then he's like, okay, well, I can't, you know, I can't fulfill my promise if you ain't doing it no more. So, so continue so you can see his promise come to life. So that is all I have for you guys. This is actually a really short episode. Well, actually not that short. It's not that short, but it kind of is. But anyways, you get the point. I just wanted to share my heart and just share, you know, where I'm at. And if I talked in circles and you didn't understand what I said, I do not blame you, because I was trying to talk about things that I couldn't talk about just yet. but one day I'll share more about all of these things and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about and how my life was a hot mess at this time. But anyways, thank you so much for listening. And I hope that you took something away from what I said. And, you know, if you at all feel like I've been feeling, then I hope that I made you feel better by knowing you're not alone. Cause sometimes when you're on social media and you're looking at things, you know, you're like, well, geez, everybody's having a great life but me, you know? So that's another reason, like, I've just been over social media and I have not been on there. Not because, like, everyone's making me feel bad, but I just feel like it's just fluff. Like, it's just a bunch of filler, and my soul needed to be fed, and my soul needed answers, and, you know, I needed guidance, because I just felt like I've just been knocked off of my course and, you know, or just hit upside the head randomly, and I needed like to be recalibrated. So yeah, that is that is where we're at, and I really hope that you guys can take something away from this. Also, normally I'm gonna give a wellness tip, but I feel like, you know, the main segment really gave you some wellness tips right there. Like, take control of your life, you know, that's really all I can give you as far as wellness today. But yeah, so thank you so much for watching, and I will talk to you guys next Monday. And if you are listening to this and you enjoyed it, please give the podcast a review. And also, please, please, please share this with your friends and post about it on your story. Just do whatever. Please share it, you know, and tell people about it. And if you enjoyed it and you have something that you want to tell me or just say about it, you can DM me on social media, or you can also email me. My email is donnie@donniebrown.com. And yeah, so thank you guys so much. And I will talk to you next week. Goodbye.